like this in my underwear. In my underwear. And he said, put your hands where I can see them. And I said, my hands is right here. And he said, oh, you're a wise guy. And he grabs me by my neck, slams me to the ground, and they drag me out the house. He puts his hand in. He said, so you ain't scared of guns? You ain't scared of guns? I'm just laying there like, I don't even know what's going on. He was like, And they handcuffed me, and they ripped my underwear in the process. My boxers is ripped. That's all I got on is my boxers. They put me in the back of a police car with my three kids. They put us all in the back of the police car. They made the kids stay for 2 hours, and they kept me for 6 hours, all the way to 12 o'clock. From 6 in the morning to 12:15 is when I got handcuffed. I got scars, handcuff scars. They had to loosen the handcuffs twice. Then they eventually let me take them out and put it around on this side, and I was talking to the police officer. But 6 hours, they gave me a piece of paper with my rights on it, and they said, these is your rights. Am I under arrest? No. So what? So all that, and I never get arrested? I'm not even the person you're looking for. I'm not even a person of interest. But look at my door. Look at my door. And now you say you're going to call my landlord? You say, all right, we're going to call your landlord and let him know so he can get the door fixed. Why? What, so you're going to get me kicked out too? What's that? Man. They say this is because of student loans. We ain't got hardly no officers, but this is what we got officers for, to come tear up people's houses and traumatize their kids and drag them out in the house at 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, okay.